This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. It is a Monday morning. I'm happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Kevin St. Ange, Carl Middleman in here, and of course, Sue Thomas with your traffic this morning. If there is any problems, you'll be traveling in the dark because the clocks changed on Sunday. Here, we talked about it all this week. We went to bed Saturday and didn't change the clocks. But that didn't matter. I didn't have something I had to be at early on Sunday morning. But of course, it made me thankful that the sun was out till 7:30. So we are doing we're running a Twitter poll on that this morning, 971talk.com. That if you go to my Twitter, which is the at MarkCox971, you can vote in that poll. We'll have the results here before the end of the show. I'm just anxious to know. I prefer daylight saving time. I like it being sunny later in the afternoon. And apparently I'm at odds with, among others, Donald Trump on that, who campaigned and said he would switch it permanently back to regular time, not daylight saving time, regular time. And then just the other day was quoted by saying that it's a 50-50 issue and he's going to leave it alone.
I don't think anything will ever change because people are so split on this issue. I mean, how many times have we tried to pass legislation here in Missouri and we cannot get it done? They try to do this all the time and nothing comes of it.
Who lobbies against it?
People like me. I really appreciate the extra hour of daylight. That makes a huge difference. I don't love it necessarily in the summer when it's still light out. Well, not light, but not really quite dark at like 9 when I'm trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
But it is nice feeling like you can have dinner and do something outside. I did not like, you know, when it's dark at 5 p.m. in the winter, it's cold out and you feel like you get home from work if you work like a typical 9 to 5 and you feel like the whole day is done.
Well, the poll is up. Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Yes or no? It's pretty simple. Retweet it too. If you're going to go vote in it, please send it out there so we can get a little more reaction to it. I would appreciate that. So far, the yeses are winning bigly. So go vote. They agree. Most people apparently on here are agreeing with me on the clock issue for sure. I don't know. I just wish it was one thing or the other at the very least, but I would prefer daylight saving time.
Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent?
Yes.
When I read that, I voted yes.
But you want no.
Well, see, I took that as like I just want one permanent time. I don't want it to keep changing.
Okay, you want standard time all the time.
I just want the same. I don't even care what they go by. I just want the same time. Okay. I don't want it changing.
But of the two, I think it's important. I prefer daylight saving time. So Kim, my poll.
See, Mark, now I'm questioning the wording of this.
No,
not
the
to
bias
hate on you,
of,
but
the bias of my poll
think,
is do ooh, you support, I, yes or no? It's a yes or no question. Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Or I could have just ended it, do you support daylight saving time? Either way, the answer is the same.
I don't know. Not if you want standard time all the
time.
No,
I don't know, because I voted yes, but now that's not what I meant.
Start your own poll, Kim.
Do you support Mark's wording of his Twitter poll?
No. It's pretty
yes
clear.
Yes or no?
It's a yes or no answer one way or the other. Do you support daylight saving time or not? Yes or no?
Do you the time change? That's how we should phrase it.
No, that's not how you should phrase it, because my question is whether
Carl
or not,
agrees, I
my
think.
Question is whether or not we should keep it this way. I want to keep it this way. I think we should keep. That's what the poll is asking.
Like to go to bed.
Do you
when
want
it's
to permanently
out?
Make the time daylight saving time? That's what the poll says. Permanent. That's why the word permanent's in there.
Things
yes
to get
no.
Mark and I heated
I,
up.
I cannot,
daylight saving time.
I cannot control whether or not you can read. I'm just saying.
Wow,
Mark. Did you drink your Haterade this morning?
I did not.
Did you forego that?
Feeling my oats.
You're
a little
feeling
bit
a little
after
feisty.
The Kentucky win this weekend. After you told me they would get beat on Friday.
Well, actually, you didn't remember that I said that. I kindly reminded you of that.
Well, I knew you're a Mizzou fan. Of course, you were rooting for him.
Hey, and Mark, City scored 3 goals this weekend.
Oh,
my buddy
I forgot to put
Ymir,
that in sports.
Texted me. Hey, we're up 2-0. I'm like. Aren't those the first 2 goals we've scored all year? Oh, this is huge. This is the number one team. We're beating them at home, and now it's 3 goals, and I'm so excited for them. I'm like, I love the atmosphere at City. I love all of that, but I got to see some action
and
in 90 minutes of sitting
there.
They
have not let a goal in 3 games.
Well, there you go. I'm not a soccer fan. But I can appreciate going to a home game up here. I would not sit at home and watch it, but I can appreciate going to a home game just
you
for
like
the environment.
Atmosphere.
I like the atmosphere.
We went to our really fast. We went to our nephew's. They live in Indiana, but he was here playing some of the Missouri teams for a little tournament. It was so cute because it's like 12 and 13 year olds playing soccer, and I don't think they tie. They did tie for one game. But because of the point system, they still technically advanced.
They still got a point.
But unfortunately, they lost last night in the championship game, so they came in second. But that's still incredible.
Congratulations
all excited.
To them.
At 12, is it still cool. Like a herd of bees?
You know, there are some kids that, you know, you're like, go to the ball. But I was impressed. Some of those kids, wow. I mean, even our nephew, it was fun getting to cheer on Barrett.
Well, good for you, good for him, happy for him. Coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky and talk about some of the Supreme Court controversies that have happened here since Trump has taken office. That is Amy Coney Barrett and Roberts voting against him on at least one big issue. So we'll get to that with Hans coming up in just a couple minutes. Carl? Middleman, please get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, I want a dynamic country where private enterprise carries the day, not the government. And I want a strong country militarily. We need that nowadays.
Yes, thank you. So President Trump there, like, listen, you need to quit focusing on the stock market. The question from Maria Bartiromo was, are you worried about a recession? And now everybody thinks Donald Trump said there might be a recession. That's not what he said. But the mainstream media has taken it and run with it.
And really, if it were censoring anybody, it should have been Donald Trump, who I don't think had been back to our chamber since he incited a violent insurrection against us.
Jamie Raskin, once Donald Trump censured for calling Senator Pocahontas, Pocahontas.
Anyone who is leaking information outside of how something is planned for the safety of those law enforcement officers needs to be held accountable for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved Kristi Noem on this weekend with Margaret Brennan, reading her the Riot Act and firing right back on giving polygraph tests to agency employees to find out who's leaking information. We should have done that in the United States Supreme Court.
According to the Boston Children's Hospital, 1 in every 5,000 women is born without a vagina.
Did you know that, Kim?
Wow.
Now you know it. That was breaking news to me this morning. First of all, I didn't know that. But this is... did you hear that voice? Let me just listen to it again.
According to the Boston Children's Hospital...
Did it sound like a man or a woman?
A man.
It was a man. It was a man in a bustier.
Oh.
Standing in front of this pro-trans crowd somewhere. They didn't identify him. He's on Libs of TikTok. And he's making the argument that if 1 in 5,000 women is born without her lady parts, then he should be able to be referred to as a woman because he too was born without lady parts. Problem is, he was born with a penis, which he still has. And yet he claims nobody can define a woman that doesn't include him. Nobody can come up with a definition of a woman that doesn't include him. What this individual needs to be is in an insane asylum. And instead, he was talking to a crowd of, it looked like, several hundred people at some pro-trans rally somewhere.
You know, we had quite a few people protesting in the St. Louis area.
This weekend?
Yeah, for International Women's Day.
Oh,
just
yes!
So angry about Donald Trump and the fact that we don't have any rights as women.
Have they all been stripped away just because Trump got elected?
Yeah, they have been. Yeah, I can't go anywhere. I heard I can't vote anymore. I don't think I really should be driving, right? I think all women were told that they're not eligible to drive anymore. I mean, all kinds of things.
I forgot to tell you, you're going to have to cover your face.
I know. I ordered Amazon, one of the things to wear over my face.
Yep, they're coming out of the woodwork now. The crazies are coming out of the woodwork. Let's get to a quick break here. We're going to get to Hans coming up in just a minute. We'll talk more about, like I mentioned, the Supreme Court and a couple of the decisions, some good, some bad, that have come from the court so far.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The breaking news just moments ago in a 5-4 ruling. The Supreme Court ruled against the White House, against the Trump administration, and said they did have to release foreign aid that had been frozen. Now,
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, great to have you back, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I was playing that bite there from, of course, CNN, applauding the fact that the United States Supreme Court is trying to stop this radical Donald Trump. That was a surprising decision because of Roberts and Coney Barrett siding with the progressives on it. Well, what was that all about? Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, but what they were really saying, they didn't make a decision on the substantive merit. All they said was, well, we're not going to stay the decision of the lower court. It's going to go back. The case is going to go back to that court and work its way through. That what that means is the case is going to go to trial. And I don't think that money is ever actually going to get paid out, because when it eventually gets appealed, whatever the final decision of the judge, remember, this was just a temporary restraining order. Once it actually gets up to the Supreme Court on the substantive issue, I think the court is going to rule in favor of the Trump administration. By the way, Mark, that happened at the same time that there was a actual victory for Trump last week when one of the Biden political appointees who had sued the president over being fired from being the head of the Office of Special Counsel.
Yes.
After he lost an appeals court decision, he dropped his case. And I can tell you, I have no doubt he dropped that case because the higher ups in the liberal world called him and said, do not appeal that adverse decision of the U.S. Supreme Court because you'll lose. And when you lose, it means the Supreme Court will uphold the power of the president to fire people like you.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I question how they've tied themselves in legal knots to claim that he doesn't have that power to begin with. I mean, it's insane to me, Hans, how they've done that so far.
Well, listen, the order that he initially got was from a judge in the District of Columbia who I'm very familiar with, and she's a big liberal, and there was really no legal basis for her decision, but she made it anyway. Fortunately, the Court of Appeals threw out her decision, and that's when Hampton Dellinger is his name. He dropped the lawsuit because he clearly doesn't want to appeal it to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Something I've kind of been wondering, too, is this talk with Trump wanting to abolish the Department of Education. You know, they were talking about it on this morning on the show that comes on before ours about how, you know, other presidents, including Reagan, have tried to do this in the past. So Trump wouldn't have the power as president to abolish it. It would have to go through Congress. But it sounds like what he could do is essentially take away the power they have. Like, for example, student loans, they would shift that over to the Treasury Department, just different things where the Department of Education would not be doing much of anything. It sounds like the Supreme Court, though, could still step in and say, hey, whoa, 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 you can't do that, too. Or do you know where that line is?
Let me tell you, legally, it's very complicated, but here's the easy way to understand this. Congress can appropriate money to employ, for example, 10 people at the Department of Education, but the president, as the head of the executive branch, he doesn't actually have to fill those positions. That's the dividing line, separation of powers between the two. So I suspect what else they'll do is they will try to lay off as many of the folks that work at the Department of Education. They won't fill positions, and the Education Department will constantly be shrinking. And over that, the courts can't do anything. The courts cannot force the president to hire people to fill empty slots.
It's like drinking from a water hose. I did see where another federal judge Friday declined to stop DOGE from looking into waste in the Treasury systems.
Right. Look, it's just one thing after another. All of these cases, though, eventually are going to get to the Supreme Court if they are pursued. Like I said, the Dellinger decided he didn't want to chance it. But all these cases eventually going to get to Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens. I suspect, though, frankly, based on the law of the Constitution, that Trump will win most of these cases.
Interesting. Well, Hans, we appreciate your thoughts as always, my friend. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky there, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. He writes a lot for dailysignal.com, puts some opinion pieces in there. So I love getting him on there.
If other presidents like Reagan, who tried to abolish the Department of Education, if they didn't have the power to just abolish it, but they would have been able to lay people off or like shift the power, why didn't they do that?
I don't know. It was brand new when Reagan was in there. And
right.
Since then, there has not been a president in power who's even considered attempting to do that. Maybe because it was so new at that point, it had just been approved by Congress a year or two earlier, had something to do with that. I don't know. I wish he had fought harder on it, but I don't know all the details. Hey, did you know that the last hotel in downtown St. Louis is shutting down? We're going to talk about that and get a check of business when we come back. Well, Kendi, you didn't realize it was this bad, did you? The what? Last hotel in downtown St. Louis is now closed.
I knew there was a joke coming with that.
It's true. It's a great headline.
That is a good headline, but if you are not aware of the name of the hotel.
The name of the hotel is the last hotel. Now, there are fewer and fewer of them all the time, but this was one that was downtown. The last, actually, the word last in that refers to a tool used for shoemaking. Because it used to be the International Shoe Company building that they turned into a hotel.
Well, it is literally one of the last
it
hotels
literally is.
In St. Louis, but not the last.
And a bunch of others. Hotel Indigo was placed in receivership. Mm-hmm. The Hyatt Regency was placed into special servicing. They're all withering on the vine because the people come to St. Louis, unfortunately, and they get hit by cars and then they get sued. And the crime rate has no doubt had an impact on tourism down here. That's a sad state of affairs. Carl, I've got something here for our next guest. Are you ready?
Do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
How about Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday to you this morning, Nicole Murray?
That was one of the most amazing things. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you knew we had to go there. I said she may not get this reference because it happened so long ago, but
reference. Nicole, we're both in our 30s. You knew that, right?
Self-explanatory, kind of.
It's one of those weird but iconic.
Weird.
It is. Yeah. It's weird.
It's like when Lady Gaga sang that song to Bill Clinton that time. Do you remember that when Hillary was in the audience right next to him and Hillary's like eyeballing him while Lady Gaga's singing to him? That was pretty funny.
I think Hillary Clinton did a lot of eyeballing of her husband while he eyeballed other women.
Yeah, that's probably true. Any big plans for your birthday? Like staying up past 4?
I have a birthday lunch planned.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and I tried to joke with Gordon Deal that I don't think I'm supposed to do newscasts on my birthday, but he didn't go for it.
No, he did not. Well, at least it's also National Nap Day, so maybe you can get home and get a nap.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for a nice birthday lunch, have a few mojitos, and then I'm letting myself go to bed as early as possible.
Excellent.
As early as I want, as old as it makes me sound.
Well, we hope you have a fantastic birthday. What's going on out there?
Thanks so much. Futures are sharply lower as selling continues on Wall Street. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 222, the NASDAQ up 126, and the S&P 500 up 31. The Last Hotel in downtown St. Louis has closed suddenly amid an intensifying fight among the owners. Owner Michael Qualiza announced the closure in a release, saying all employees would be terminated immediately. A sign has been hung on the hotel door urging guests to locate another hotel ASAP and suggested they use TripAdvisor. Shares of Novo Nordisk have fallen 5% after the Danish pharmaceutical giant said its next-generation weight loss drug, CagriSema, helped obese or overweight adult patients with type 2 diabetes drop 15.7% of their weight after 68 weeks. President Trump has declined to rule out a recession in the U.S. this year, saying that his sweeping economic agenda could cause short-term turbulence, but that he believed it would drive future prosperity. In a recent interview, Trump said it takes a little time before Americans will see a payoff from his policies. President Trump said his administration is in touch with 4 different groups about the sale of Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok and that all options were good. That's according to Reuters. TikTok's fate has been up in the air since a law requiring its owner ByteDance to either sell or face a ban took effect on January 19th. Trump signed an executive order seeking a delay by 75 days to enforce the law. Taiwan's Foxconn said it has launched its first large language model and plans to use the technology to improve manufacturing and supply chain management. The model, named FoxBrain, was trained using 120 of NVIDIA's H100 GPUs and was completed in about 4 weeks. And finally, Rihanna celebrated National Women's Day by sharing never-before-seen photos from the birth of her 2 kids. The photographs, however, reveal that the singer gave birth while wearing pearls and sunglasses.
What?
She didn't put them on afterwards?
No, like she had them on in the selfie holding the newborn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes a little planning. Kim, you thinking of something like that?
Not pearls. I probably would have looked better if I had sunglasses on because I have really dark under eye circles.
Oh my gosh, same.
It's so bad. And I remember I got to the hospital and I was already like 7 centimeters dilated. I don't know if that's TMI, but anyway. And they're like, I was a first time mom at that point, and they're like, oh, is she really in labor? It's like they always see these women who come in and they get right. sent right back home.
Fake labor.
And they took one look at me and they're like, oh yeah, she's in labor. My sisters were like, did your makeup smear? Do you want us to fix it? And I was like, oh, I'm not gosh. Wearing any. I don't have makeup on. They already know. People, I look like a hot mess.
Is it a thing to wear makeup?
Oh, girls
that you're giving the
well,
day you're
I
giving birth?
Well, I certainly did not, but I know girls who will get their nails done and girls who will, you know, attempt. Well, it depends. Keep in mind, I had a natural birth and I was in labor, you know, I was at a 10 from like 9 a.m. until like 5:30 when I delivered my son. So any, you know, appearance I had that was somewhat presentable was out the window. If you, I'm not in any way knocking if you have an epidural or anything like that. I'm just saying it depends what kind
you
of labor.
It
depends what kind of labor yeah. you've had.
I get it.
That might determine how you look at the end of it.
Woo.
I'm going to look like a disheveled piece of garbage when I give birth.
But you have a beautiful baby that you get to hold in
That's
your arms,
right.
and it doesn't even matter that I looked like I got dragged by a truck on the side of the road. I had my son.
It's expected, though. Your body goes through a lot. You should not be looking top tier right after you give birth.
Thank you. Thank you. So I've always been suspicious of those pictures you see with the newborn and the mom who looks like she stepped out of Vogue magazine. Because, like, how did that happen?
Well, but keep in
mind, somebody's been working on that.
Some people will wait until they've had a chance
know,
to do their hair and makeup. Then they take the picture and it almost looks kind of, they stage it in such a way that looks like, oh, the baby just was delivered. And it's actually, you know, 7 hours later.
Okay.
I don't think we need to do that.
I have a lot of feelings about this because I'm not planning on looking very presentable after this labor either.
I wouldn't.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
It's like you've been through a 10-round fight or something.
Pretty yeah, much.
Saying.
Well, you kind of have been.
You have been. Nicole, have a great birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you.
Talk to you on Wednesday. All right. Good. The poll is growing here on Twitter. You need to go on and check it out. Do you support standard time, which we just left, or do you support daylight saving time, which we just moved into late Saturday night into Sunday morning? I have a poll on Twitter at MarkCox971. That's MarkCox971. Go vote with the poll. The poll is growing as we speak. And share it with people and tell us yes or no. It's a simple yes or no question.
Mm.
Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent?
Is it simple,
yes or
though?
No?
Because I voted incorrectly because I didn't understand the question.
I don't think you took time to read it. Do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Yes
but
or no?
Here's what you're saying. You're saying that you don't want the clocks to change at all, which I agree with. You just want it to be this time, right, where we spring forward.
I want
so we
it
have
to be
more
daylight saving time forever.
Right. So, but I took it for whatever reason, and maybe this is on me, I took it like you want to have the clock. You like the idea that we spring forward and fall back.
Yeah, because it's cheaper to golf. Like, you can go to a golf course at 4 o'clock and they drop the prices, and then you can golf till it gets dark, and that's like 7:30. So that's almost enough time. That's enough time to get 18 holes in. So this
you
so
would think of it that way.
Golfers need daylight saving time.
Oh, so for the golfers out there, we should do this. I support. I don't even care. I don't care
no.
if it's standard time. I don't care if it's daylight saving time. I just don't want to go back and forth twice a year. That's my only thing. So that's why I was so confused by your poll.
I would agree with that. I would prefer it be one way or the other. But of the two, daylight saving time is my preferred time. Because it was daylight till 7:30, 7:40 last night when I got home. I love that.
I do too.
Just gives you more time. Right? At least in your mind, it gives you more time. All right, quick break. We're going to get to In Other News coming up next hour. Missouri's Lieutenant Governor Dave Wassinger is going to join us about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
So if you remember a week or so ago, Mark, I told you that Amazon MGM Studios bought the James Bond rights.
Yeah, that's bad news.
And you were worried.
Now, yes.
Well, your worrying is over. Despite speculation, an internal memo reportedly confirms that 007 will remain a British or Commonwealth male.
Male. All right, that's a start. Thank you.
Insiders say Amazon is committed to preserving Bond's legacy. Although the fate of the spinoffs and prequels remain unclear, and now if you're wondering what those are, they are apparently going to do spinoff shows and prequels with Moneypenny, Q, and M. So those haven't been addressed, but James Bond is a man.
See,
so
M has been a man and a woman.
Correct.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me.
No.
Whatever.
That's his boss. That can change.
Yes. But wouldn't James you like Bond. To see how M became James Bond's boss? That's what they're thinking.
That's the prequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the
I'm all right with that.
James Bond boss is a man that becomes a woman who gets becomes known as M. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Great. They'll call it Bond-O, right? Ba-dum-tsh. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No. I don't even get that.
I don't get that either.
Okay.
Bondo is the filler you use when you're when you're fixing a car that's been wrecked.
See, you know it's not. You know it's not a funny joke when you have to explain.
I know.
It to everybody.
I know. But I felt I needed to because Sue had no idea.
I knew what Bondo was.
Carl knew what Bondo was.
I didn't know either,
was.
Sue.
Yeah, thank you.
You sand it out.
Thank
mostly.
You.
You sand it off, and then you cover up things that used to be there. But go ahead.
I see.
Some more details have come out on Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy's death.
Mark and I were talking about this at the MVC tournament.
Mm-hmm. They have been confirmed by Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department. Apparently, Betsy died on February 11th from, and if I pronounce this wrong, I apologize, hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, likely contracted from deer mice. And if you want to know what that is, it's a rare infectious disease that begins with flu-like symptoms and progresses rapidly to more severe disease. And then they said Hackman passed away a week later from heart disease with Alzheimer's as a contributing factor.
Had advanced Alzheimer's, nobody knew apparently, and he wandered around the house aimlessly for 7 or 8 days, didn't eat, didn't take his medicine, nothing.
Drank water though. He was not dehydrated.
Yeah.
He was thirsty, he just wasn't hungry.
Right. Yeah.
And isn't the dog sad? Probably died because didn't you say the dog was in
was
its kennel,
in kennel?
So it yes. just
right.
sadly it said, starved to death, which is so sad.
Dehydration and starvation is
how
what took
sad.
The dog.
Hmm.
It's just a really sad, weird story.
Could you imagine walking around your house, though, with somebody dead at it and you don't know it?
He was
the
unaware.
Only thing is,
yeah, unaware that's what I'm saying. That's kind of...
It's creepy, but if he had that severe case of Alzheimer's, you know, it's like my grandpa went through that, and do you even realize... Are you just so disoriented that you're not even really understanding what's going on, and it wouldn't, for some reason, make you think, I need to call 911 right now? Would you ever get to that point?
Let's hope not.
I would imagine you could.
And it seems kind of strange that nobody was checking on him either, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the gardeners were out there.
Well,
and
the
stuff,
daughter said she hadn't talked to her dad in 2 months,
and that was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, is facing major layoffs amid financial struggles. CEO Sherry Rollins Weston cited economic challenges, a lost distribution deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, and federal funding changes as reasons for the cuts. This move comes just after over 200 employees announced plans to unionize, seeking job security and fair pay. Sesame Street may be in a little bit of trouble.
Sesame Street is
Went
still
woke.
On?
It was on HBO.
Going broke, yes.
They were producing new episodes.
Yes.
Correct.
They'd be on HBO first, and then 6 months later, they'd be on PBS.
Oh, wow. I mean, I grew up watching that, and Barney.
Wow.
Barney's a dinosaur.
Barney is a dinosaur, yes, Mark.
Scientists at Colossal Labs are one step closer to resurrecting the woolly mammoth, starting with gene-edited woolly mammoth mice. These lab mice with curly woolly coats help researchers understand cold tolerance and fur development before applying similar techniques to Asian elephants.
Wow.
Now,
those mice
dinosaurs.
Must have felt like they were 10 feet tall.
Well, there was a joke I saw online that from Saturday Night Live Weekend Update. They said now they just have to have a mice have sex with an elephant.
Yeah, I guess so. Aren't they afraid of mice? Go ahead.
A Flaming Hot Cheeto shaped like the iconic Pokemon Charizard just sold for a staggering $87,840.
Why are people so stupid?
Dubbed Cheeto Zard, the 3-inch snack was auctioned off by Golden Auctions with bidding reaching $72,000 before the fees pushed it to the total higher amount.
Here we're complaining about $6 eggs and people are paying $78,000 for a stale Cheeto.
That guy's Cheeto. Not complaining about eggs.
No,
prices.
I probably
I mean,
not.
I'm looking at a picture of this Cheeto. It does look like that character.
It
not that I'm
does.
Some big Pokemon fan, but seriously, $87,000?
You know it's going to be like Post Malone or somebody.
What do you
that
do? Put it in a shadow
this?
Box?
Yeah. It comes in one. You just leave it there, I guess.
Hang it on your wall?
Eat it.
Coming up, we'll get to real or fake news. And Lieutenant Governor Dave Wasinger joining us at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.